When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Reality radio for a really great future.
We're talking real money.
Wow. It's a really big day today. You know why it's a big day?
No, but you're going to tell me, I'm sure of that.
We're on for 2 hours.
Two. Stimulating, exciting,
that will
over
be
the
two,
top. Yes.
Two podcasts.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. It's a big day. I'm all a Twitter.
I can see that. You're just barely moving there. So, yeah, that's good. That's a Twitter at your age, I guess. Okay.
It's pretty much all I can muster on this big day. It's a big day for a number of reasons, though. We've got a lot of things that we're going to share with you on this show that we call Talking Real Money because it's what we do. We talk about money, really. I'm Don McDonald. Over there is Tom Koch. Remember Tom? He used to be on the television a long time ago.
Back in the rotary telephone days.
Back in the rotary telephone.
I look good, too. I look really good on one of those really small screens.
Yeah, but you know when you blow them up on a big one?
It's not pretty.
Not so good. Not so good.
Yeah, I was the first guy to say, no close-up. Stay back there.
Those VHS tapes do not adapt well to high-def television.
I know. What are you going to do?
I don't know why I said that. Oh, but here's part of what makes this a big day. We are going to talk about one of the biggest issues that you as an investor face every single time you make an investment decision. And here is the question. This is the question
would
that
you
I'd
give
like
the
you
number
to answer.
First? You got to give the number first.
I'm going to give you the number to call to answer the question.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'll give the number first. It's 855-935-TALK because Tom said to, and I want to make him happy. 855-935-8255.
Why should this be any different than every other day? Come on.
If you don't make him happy at the beginning of the show, it can be a miserable 2 hours.
That's a long time. Good point.
It's a long time.
All right, fair enough.
All right, 855-935-TALK. Talk 8255. Call that number and answer the following question.
Yes.
Where do you get your financial advice? Where do you get investing recommendations and ideas? From whom do you get them? Do you get them from the person sitting in the next pew at church with whom you socialize on Sunday afternoons and he must be a good person because he goes to your church and only good people go to your church because you go there. And, of course, it's only good people, except for that guy over there who slept with the organist. But other than him, they're all good people.
I'm going to let you say that. Okay.
or is it that young woman in your service club, really sharply dressed, smart young woman, who just happens to work for a big brokerage firm, or maybe you get an email. Maybe you just get an email. Could be from AAII.
Yeah, they had a big deal today here in Seattle. I was reading all about that.
They did?
Yeah.
What did they do?
Oh, they had a big conference. I don't want to say who was speaking because he's a friend of ours, but the advice
was he speaking again?
No, not that one. Not Paul.
Oh,
different person. Because Paul, I'm good with his. Paul Merriman, great with his advice. This advice was, you know, one of the timing thing. Anyway, drives me nuts.
Yeah, and you know, the thing that bothers me, they have those emails that say make 27,000% or something. And I'm exaggerating AAIIites. AAIIites. That's fun to say. No, actually, though, the emails I'm talking about, Jason Zweig. One of his stranger columns.
It very unusual. Jason writes a weekly column called The Intelligent Investor in the Wall Street Journal. If you're going to read one column a week, that would be the one to read, by the way.
Although this week's was a little weird.
Well, somebody else contributed to it. It said at the end of the article, if you noticed.
Oh.
It's a woman. I can't remember her name.
Oh, Lisa Cho contributed.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe that had some influence.
He was talking about some emails that he got from a guy in Colorado.
Oh, goodness sakes.
This guy, I've looked him up on the web. His claim to fame prior to these emails was trying to create an AI program to predict the best way to grow marijuana.
Well, it's Colorado, of course. Makes sense.
Colorado.
Yeah.
But now his new thing is predicting stocks with adaptive machine intelligence.
This is using artificial intelligence to figure out when to buy and sell companies.
Stocks.
Stocks, right.
Yeah, well.
And his claim is what? What is his claim? I mean, it's pretty standing.
His claim was that it was like 72%
yeah,
accurate.
Right. Yeah, right.
But, I mean, I went to his website. One, if you go to his website, you go, I would never pay attention to a guy who has a website like this. Two, though, Jason Zweig decided to check him out.
Yeah.
And he found out that he said he was following the S&P 500, but no, it was only 30 stocks in the S&P 500.
Yeah.
And he sent out a daily forecast that would say for 5 days in October, it said stocks are going to be up on these 5 days. But his weekly forecast for that week said stocks were going to be down.
Wait a minute. So one was advice for the day-to-day, the other was advice for the week.
For the week. So for the 5 days, every
so
day
confusing.
He said it was going to be up.
Yeah.
And but for the week, he said it was going to be down.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense,
apparently,
of course.
His model makes no sense. And then when Jason Zweig called him on it, he goes, yeah, you could be right. I guess I'll stop predicting the S&P 500.
And he also said what? I'm not making any money off this. I'm just trying to help people. That's what he said.
It has to be charitable because no one would ever pay for this.
Well, and he's not
if
registered.
Anyone,
so.
But you can have a newsletter and not
point.
Be registered.
True enough. True
yeah.
Enough.
You can give advice, but it's just terrible advice. So where do you get your advice? 855-935-TALK's the number.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
You know you need investing and financial advice to enjoy a better future, but you have no idea where to get it, right? The one thing you need most, you're probably missing, and that's a plan, because most of the financial services industry is concerned with making the next high commission sale instead of spending the time to understand your needs and fears. If you're looking for a 100% pure fiduciary, and we'll put that in writing, low-cost, fee-only advisor who puts you first, give Vestory a call at 800-386-3004. That's 800-386-3004 or visit us online at Vestory.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Real money. I'm Don McDonald. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. That's 855-935-8255. I just looked up the address. I signed up for this guy's subscription.
Well, start calling me so I know how to trade every day then, okay?
Yeah. No, I signed up for it. I have to confirm. But it's so funny. In the thing from Mailchimp, it has his office address in Aurora, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And his office is right behind in a little tiny strip thing. Right next to the Cuba Bakery and behind the King Supers in Aurora, Colorado.
Well, that's a home of many well-known financial firms.
Oh, and it's not in a very good neighborhood either. I know.
Well, he's not trying to monetize this.
And he's not going to successfully do it either. Oh, but VIP's hair salon is right behind him.
Well, that makes all the difference
so
in the world.
So we could get your hair cut while you're there.
No, I got
855-935-TALK.
Look good.
So yeah. Where is the... While we're talking about where do you get your financial advice, I believe, and I think that the statistics back me up, that most of the investment advice comes from sources that aren't exactly acting in the best interests of the people who are getting the advice.
Would yeah, and they're
agree?
Meant to
Would
excite. I mean, most of the advice... Here's the way I look at this, by the way, because you've seen it a lot in the last month, right? We had market volatility.
Yes.
Everybody reported that. But then here's the thing that worries me is what people say next. Remember what Jim Cramer said? I haven't seen a market like this since 2008.
Oh, you mean recently?
Right. That's what I'm. But this is the worry because people. They see an event, the market does whatever, and then it's the reaction, it's the, here's what's going to happen next. That's where people get in trouble. We know this over and over and over. That's where people sell. That's where people do crazy things because the experts tell them, here's what's going to happen next. And the experts don't know. That's the problem. That's, I think, a bigger problem than sort of how to allocate your 401k, which is a continual issue I see regularly too, because people, for example, believe that they're widely diversified. They think they have a balanced portfolio between stocks and bonds, and most of the time they have no idea because they pick a random series of funds, mutual funds, and they're not allocated as they think they are. So,
yeah, and that's what I guess that's what I was getting to. There are so many places where people can go to get financial investing guidance, big brokerage firms, insurance companies. Most folks either do whatever their company tells them to do with their 401k or do whatever the path of least resistance, easy for me to say,
yes, sir.
Is there.
Least.
Or they go to these people they meet in church, they meet through a social group, they meet through an in-law, a relative. But they're not generally people who are doing what's best for the client. That's what bothers me.
Yeah, because those people have an interest in getting you to buy or sell something. They make a living doing that. So I would not take their advice.
Where do you go?
Wow. I mean, this is always the $64,000 question, right? Where do I start? Where do I learn anything about this? How do I figure it out, right? I mean, because everybody, by the way, it's not just the person at church. Everybody's got some advice about money.
Yeah.
Most people do. Go ahead.
I have a theory.
Yeah.
That our biggest problem as investors is our egos. We flock toward, we are drawn to those people who we believe, who satisfy that ego thing, who will tell us that we're smarter than everybody else and help us, and they're convinced they're smarter than everybody else. We like to believe that we are in on something that nobody else is in on. Our egos allow us to be led astray. We think we know more than we do. I would be willing to bet that the vast majority of people who go out and invest in real estate, hot real estate investments, who play these options games that, oh, various folks
we'll are talk pushing, about that later.
Picking stocks, yeah. You know, who pick, I know the company to buy. I bought Amazon when it was way down. Mm-hmm. I bought Apple at $19 a share. Yeah. They won't admit that maybe they just got lucky. Maybe they weren't smart. And I think it's going to take a lot of people admitting that they aren't smart when it comes to investing, and that there are a very few people who actually are smart, and none of those people who are smart, none of those people claim to have predictive power.
And that's the and by the way, I do believe, because poll after poll shows this, most people do believe they're above average in intelligence, they're above average drivers and above average lovers, right? I mean, every poll says that. So if you come
in, only one in three.
Okay. If you come in believing, if you're overconfident, and then, as you say, you follow somebody who says, ha ha, by the way, this guy that we're talking about today, he's not even saying he. This is artificial intelligence, right? This is using machines to tell you how to invest, and they haven't done a very good job, according to Jason Zweig, of predicting which stocks to own and which ones not to own.
Well, and that's the, oh, wait, let me just throw this in on this guy, by the way. This guy is using publicly available artificial intelligence, special algorithms that he's developed. He's not, and we have companies like Merrill Lynch and Morgan Stanley and the big banks, Goldman Sachs, and all of these guys are spending tens or hundreds of millions or even billions of dollars developing artificial intelligence. And as yet, we have not seen a single instance where these AI programs, quantitative analysis, any of them consistently and accurately predict the future. Not once have we seen
that. In addition to that, all the aforementioned have more PhDs working there on this problem. They hire the best of the best to figure out, hedge funds, et cetera, and they can't beat the market. I mean, there was even the piece in the Wall Street Journal a few months ago where the guy wrote the book about the hedge funds, and at the end of the day, the people at the hedge fund said, just go buy index funds. Don't buy our stuff because we haven't made more. We're making more for us. We're not making more for the people that gave us the money.
This guy cannot have a PhD because they don't give them to dachshunds.
Yeah, I saw the picture. It's very attractive.
There's a picture of him. His picture. I mean, a lot of people have these avatars on websites.
Right.
His avatar on all the websites where he chats is a picture of a dachshund. I'll send you to his website. You guys want to go check it out for yourself? You want to see if this is legit? Here, go
to AI. It was in the Wall Street Journal today.
Go to AIEquityPredict.com.
AIEquityPredict.
The letter AI and then EquityPredict.com.
It's a rather slow-loading page, by the way.
Tell me that's a website that you would ever pay any attention to. I literally, it has to rank as... I don't think I've seen a website that bad since 1994.
That's going back.
Those were the
early
first websites.
Yeah.
This one's terrible. 855-935-TALK's our number. Give us a call.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Your number one financial goal must be retirement. As we live longer, our need for a substantial retirement nest egg has grown. That's why you must have a plan. And to help you map your route to a brighter future, I created Vestory's Better Retirement Guidebook. And you can get a free PDF copy right now at retirebetterbook.com. It's truly free and there is no obligation. So get your Better Retirement Guidebook now at retirebetterbook.com. RetireBetterBook.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Hello again. Welcome back to the program. I'm Don. That's Tom. Our number is 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. And we mentioned in the last segment, one of the strategies that some people use to get rich quickly, make big money on a regular basis, is playing with option strategies. Now, one of the most popular option strategies is called covered call writing. And I used to do this when I
explain
was an idiot.
Explain what covered call writing is. Yes,
yeah,
back in
I will
the day.
Do that. Back in the day, back in the 80s.
Yeah.
I was just, it works when it works, and then when it doesn't,
works
it's
well
bad.
When it works, yeah.
It works reasonably well when it works. It requires a volatile stock market, and if a stock market loses its volatility, it stops working. But you don't want it too volatile. Too volatile is bad. Here's covered, excuse me, got a frog there. Here's covered call writing in a nutshell.
Yeah.
You own a stock, stock ABC. You believe that ABC will go up a little in value, but it's not going to go up a lot. You can then sell someone the right to buy that stock from you within 9 months. There are various dates that you can pick in there. And you sell them the right to buy that stock. So let's say ABC stock is at $30 a share. You think it might go to $31, and you don't want to get rid of it, but you don't think it'll go to $33.
Mm-hmm.
So you sell someone the right to buy the stock at $33 a share in the next 3 months, let's say. And for that, you will get 75 cents a share in a premium for selling that option. If the stock does not go up above $33.75, $33, you keep the stock and the premium from the option you sold, and the option expires worthless, that person's out 75 cents. But what happens if ABC stock does something you didn't expect?
Like?
And it goes to $40 a share.
Yeah.
You are now obligated to sell it at $33.
Therefore costing yourself a lot of money.
You're costing yourself about $6.25
mm-hmm.
per share. So...
so there's a time element to it and a price element.
And it's complicated. And it requires that you actually be able to predict the future a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you want a little volatility, because if you don't have some volatility, then nobody's going to pay premiums for options. They're not going to pay you money to buy it at a higher price in the future. But if you have too much volatility, then the stock could just run away from you. The other thing is, as long as you have an option outstanding, you can't really sell the stock in the interim unless mm-hmm. you buy back the option. All kinds of things can go wrong. It is not a conservative strategy as many
claim it to be. It's sold as a conservative strategy.
But it is in no way, shape, or form a conservative strategy. It's conservative in that you're you do have that 75% to protect you on the downside. Let's say you paid $30 for ABC stock. Well, now it could go down to $29.25, and you're still at break even. But if the stock goes to 29 or 28 or 27 or 26, you're still going to lose money.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to protect against that is to buy put options. So take your 75 cents and buy the right to put the stock to somebody else at $29 to
this
protect yourself
so
on the downside.
This is so complicated.
That's a, is that a straddle or a spread? I'm trying to remember. I think that's a straddle. It's been so many years since I took the Series 7 exam.
And why are we talking about this?
We're talking about this because there is a guy in Seattle who is infamous.
He's back.
He is truly infamous.
Yeah.
He actually served serious time in a penitentiary, and now he's back pitching the same garbage in the same way to unsuspecting souls like you.
Keeping the podcast breaks as painless as possible is my goal. That's why I want to very quickly tell you about the only magazine I've ever heard of that is 100% real investing all the time. There's no business news, no speculative advice, and certainly no lifestyle stuff. It's called Real Investing Journal. I publish it every quarter, and you can get 2 full years for only $25 at realinvestingjournal.com. That's realinvestingjournal.com.
For a really great future. We're talking real money.
No football this weekend, just free help with your money.
Friend, for those of you who feel bad that there's no, I thought maybe you and I could just do one of those game, you know, pretend games on the air or something. No?
No, what we should do is get one of those little motorized magnetic football games.
Oh, that was the worst game ever. That literally was, that
look,
never worked right.
The little tiny red guy with the ball.
That was one of the great disappointments when I got that one. There was no play. Oh, it was a horrible
yeah,
game.
It was
sorry.
Just a bunch of little buzzing dudes never, running all over the place.
Reminds me of my football team. Sorry. That was too easy. Sorry, team.
Oh, you're talking about the Raiders.
Yeah, that team. That's what it kind of looks like. A lot of buzzing guys running around with not much purpose Raiders to the whole thing. So, anyway, No organization.
We don't do football very often, but I saw the power rankings from someplace. I don't remember. I think it was USA Today or something.
Yeah.
Dead last.
Number 32 with a bullet the wrong
dead
way.
Dead last.
Yeah.
Dead last. You're
They're
Raiders.
Saving it all up for Las Vegas. So,
what I was getting to before I interrupted myself with football talk was the fact that this this is an opportunity that doesn't come around very often where you get to talk with people who have, I mean, my gosh, in the investing business, we have
thousands of years been around.
Yeah,
I can remember when they set up the stock exchange, Don. So,
wow, you're older than I thought.
Exactly.
I mean, you look pretty good for that.
Thank
old.
You. Well, yeah, just leave it at that. Just I look bad. Pretty good. That's fine.
No, for that age.
Oh, okay.
So give us a call because we're here to help you.
Yeah, and you don't have to call about
manage.
The. You don't have to call
no,
about the topic.
No, no, you can call about anything.
Yeah.
Really, we're pretty flexible with that. As a matter of fact, you can call during the show. Or you can call any other time that the spirit moves you. You go, oh!
What about
I
this?
I wanted to ask Don and Tom about that. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. I apologize. I've got
some
you
sort
got
of a little
bug coming
yeah.
on.
Yeah, you're in the right place in your closet with the door closed, so well done.
I am.
Stay
I'm
there for a long time.
Thanks a lot. You're such a help. 855-935-TALK's that number, 855-935-8255. And we've been teasing it for a while, but Tom, there's a guy. There's a guy, he just happens to do his business.
He lives here.
even saying it that way makes it kind of fitting. He does his business out of the Seattle area.
Yeah.
And he's been doing that business for a while with
with a small
interruption.
I think it was
How long was that interruption?
7 years. 7 years.
7 years in state, is it state pen?
No, that would be federal penitentiary.
It was a federal pen because it was tax evasion
Correct.
That they got him on.
Yeah.
Which is the thing that they get most slime balls on is tax evasion, because it's hard to prove all the other stuff against them.
Well, no, in this case, they actually, I mean, okay, go ahead. You set it up, but I'll tell you what I remember about this, too.
Well, the guy's name is Wade Crook. I mean, Wade Cook. I always say it wrong. I don't know why I do that. It's just too easy. Wade Cook.
Yes. Yes.
You know him, though.
I know him pretty well. You don't have a question. Going way back to the early 90s. And he doesn't like me because he had, just you were talking about, covered calls, all these strategies, and he was promoting the fact that you could make 20% a month. That's what he told people. A month.
Yes.
And there is
and
nobody.
He didn't go to jail for that.
He did not go to jail for that. But there was a bunch of, like, the state told him to knock it off, and I think a few other states told him to knock it off and to quit telling people that, because there is no strategy. By the way, if you make 20% a month, you have more than Warren Buffett in about 4 years. It doesn't take that long.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a lot of money. And so he did that. And then along the way, I actually had him on the TV show. And I hit him with some of this.
I told you all he was a TV guy.
Yeah.
You don't believe me. He was. He was
and
on TV.
Wade was very angry with me, because I had known him for a long time, and he thought it was going to be all friendly about his big program. And I said, no, this is, people need to know this isn't going to work. And then I actually had somebody from the state of Washington on there to say why this was wrong, and they were trying to shut him down. That had nothing to do with the tax evasion, as you pointed out. So he did go to federal prison for tax evasion. The point of the matter is he is back, because I got his emails.
They let
apparently
him out.
I'm still on the list. And Wade Cook, financial educator, I love that, educator. Your money needs to get a job, he says. And one of the ways is dividends and writing covered calls, trading with a purpose, because you wouldn't want to trade without a purpose.
Well, right, everything needs a purpose.
This is not good advice.
Wait, or maybe he just misspelled porpoise. maybe he gets his...
The
his
ups, the from downs, a,
from
there
an,
you go.
From an incredibly intelligent porpoise.
Oh, goodness. So please don't follow his advice here, because this is not good advice, period.
855-935-TALK's our number. Give us a call.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Just as there are basic laws that govern our physical world called physics with a PH, there are also basic rules and concepts that impact our finances and investments. I call them financial physics with an F. In fact, 8 years ago, I wrote a book about them. For years, I've wanted to create an interactive version of that book to help readers better understand the concepts. So, since it was time for an update, I turned Financial Physics, with an F, into a special interactive multimedia version only on iBooks. It's the only platform that allows that. Because I want everyone to have access to this information, I decided to give this version away. Yes, it's totally free. So, if you have a compatible Apple device, go get your copy of the new interactive book, Financial Physics, on iBooks. It's totally free, and it's available right now in the iBooks store.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Before I tie up all of these loose ends, Tom, I don't know if you're aware of this story about Wade Cook. Do you know that back in the late 80s, someone very famous.
Yeah, I know this story.
Stole a bunch of Wade Cook stuff.
The meter deal.
The meter drop.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Who,
very famous
who was that
person.
Guy?
He's got the big teeth. Inspirational speaker.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting his name, though, for some reason.
Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins, yeah. And Wade sued him.
Tony Robbins
and won.
Actually stole stuff from Wade Cook.
And
Wade Cook sued him
and won.
$700,000.
Yep. Which he immediately invested in his covered call strategy and lost it all.
And in 2000, his company posted on a bulletin board service that they had at the time, posted their trades, and in that 1 year, their trades lost $1.7 million.
That's because the state, I believe, made them do that, because they were running around saying, make this easy money with our program, and they said, well, how much have you made? Well, we had a bad year, you understand. So, but yes, it was that.
But here's how his trading strategy for some of the people who paid $5,700 a person to go to his Wall Street workshops.
That's right.
This this is how it actually did work for some of them, why these things perpetuate themselves, like the Ponzi schemes and
sure.
and the AAII newsletter for small cap stocks. Here's what he did, and this is very smart. We could do this and make a lot of money. What we could do is every show recommend a series of very small company stocks, very small, like pink sheet small, like
yeah.
penny stocks.
Yeah.
We tell all of the folks listening, and we know that's in the many thousands,
mm-hmm.
we tell all of you to go out and buy these stocks. What will happen, because the trading volume on those stocks is so low, that when a couple of thousand yeah. people go out and buy the stock,
guess what?
The price will shoot through the roof.
And we will look like geniuses. Yeah, right.
Exactly. Now, we would be really smart to suggest the stock and wait about 2 days for you to buy it and for the price to go way up
and then
sell it.
Yeah, that's been done, called pump and dump, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's what Wade did. And I got to tell you, that I've checked out this AAII
their super
shadow stock.
Yeah, right.
Shadow stock newsletter. They're doing the same blasted thing. They're suggesting
these are
to
thinly
their subscribers,
traded small
thinly
stocks.
Thinly traded yeah. small company mm-hmm. stocks. They're suggesting them, and then they're able to show in their portfolio.
Well, I've made 1,000%.
2,800%.
Right. Yeah, right.
It is so misleading, and it is so deplorable that an organization that has had a great reputation like AAII would allow that product to be sold, because now it leads me to believe that they're just like everybody else. They will do anything for a buck.
Well, I think the other thing about AAII is, and no offense, because they've been kind enough to have us speak there, their best days may be behind them. I mean, when you go,
I hope so.
Well, you go and there's really not very many young people there. Again, no offense, because we're not young either, but
yeah, we're definitely not.
I know. So I'm just saying, because you go back there in 20 years, I mean, who's still going to be yeah. coming to the meeting? That's all. So
yeah. All the World War One vets are gone now.
No. Yes. That was 8 years.
Remember,
6 years ago. That was true.
Okay.
Yeah. And World War II veterans are still dying at a rate of like 2,000 a day. It's a big number.
Well,
they're getting kind of old.
It's been a long time ago.
Indeed it has. And since you raised that, please, all of you veterans out there,
yes,
we will never forget.
No, we will not do that.
Don and I, especially because we're historians, we understand
absolutely.
The sacrifices that have been made. So at any rate, so this comes back to
amateur
really,
historians.
Thank you. This really comes back to where you get the advice, who do you believe? And by the way, the Jason Zweig piece did this nicely, because he said in the article, here are the things you should ask. For example, who came up with these claims? What are they leaving out? This is the part about the small caps, right? What are they forgetting to tell you? Wow, that we pump these prices up because we push these out to thousands of people.
It's a brilliant, if you want to look smart, suggest small company stocks
right.
to a lot of people. You're going to look brilliant.
And they'll go up. For a
They'll
while.
Go up.
Until they don't.
Until somebody takes a profit. The first person. And it's usually the first couple of people
and
out
then,
of the pool.
Yeah.
And then the price is gone
this
and it's down forever.
This does have a familiar ring. Yes.
There is. Okay. This is the bottom line. And this is the most important thing we can ever tell you on this show. And apparently, you still don't get it. Apparently, most people don't want to know this. You are not smarter than the market. You are not smarter than anybody else when it comes to predicting the future. There is no secret strategy.
Thank you. That was just going to get to there. You don't need to be either, by the way.
You don't need to be smarter?
No, you don't. That's the nice thing.
And there is no secret.
Right. It's just buy a lot of companies, know what your time horizon is and how much risk you can take, and let it ride.
You're done.
It's so boring, but it's so
we
true.
We could be off the air if people would just
maybe
get
we
this.
Will.
But we have, since no one's called.
We got nowhere else to go.
Until next week.
Exactly.
When we're preempted by
I
football
know,
again.
I know. That's the last time, though. We're back
That's
on.
The last time. Then we get a couple of preemptions for basketball.
Yeah, that's not till, I think,
in January.
Yeah, so we're okay for a while. But the bottom line, and this is what, but the, again, where you started the hour. I mean, people believe that it's a zero-sum game. Somebody wins,
which
somebody loses.
Isn't.
It's not. People believe that there is a guru, that there's somebody out there that knows how to do this. There's a trick to the whole thing, and there really isn't. And then the other
part is... Kramer, and I know more than
exactly,
anybody.
Which he just proved again in October he didn't, because he told you, this. I haven't seen a market like this since 2008. What does that mean? And that brings me to the last one, that this really is relatively simple. You need diversification. You need low cost, and you need to know how much ups and downs you can take. After that, it's really
that's
about it.
Let me add one other thing.
Please do.
You either need to know for a fact that you can control your money emotions, or you need to hire someone and give them the authority to control your money emotions. Because your emotions are the second biggest killer, right below overconfidence. Your emotions will push you to make stupid decisions.
Your brain is wired to make... Jason Dwight wrote that great beast book about that, Your Money and Your Brain, because it tells you all about that. So,
and it's funny. I sent out a survey to a number of our listeners, podcast listeners, asking them, because we're thinking about doing a daily podcast, and we've also got, I'll tell you in a minute, I'll tell you about our new thing.
That's really cool.
I asked what other things they'd like to hear us talk about, and over and over and over again, people still want to hear us talk about their emotional, psychological biases. I got multiple requests for that. Apparently, we realize we have them, we just don't know what to do about them.
I mean, everybody's attitude about money is horrible, because there's so many things that go into that attitude. By the way, before we go, I want to make sure people know that you can come and learn more about that next week with Barb Devereaux at her wonderful class. So you'll take that up in a minute.
I'm going to talk about that and a lot more in just a minute. But first, we got to do some traffic and stuff. And for those of you listening on Como, we'll be on for another hour. Stick around.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
I just recently created a new and massively improved interactive edition of Financial Physics on iBooks, but I don't want to leave out those without an Apple device, although no other platform offers their interactivity. I have, however, created a free static PDF version of Financial Physics with an F that you can get right now at TalkingRealMoney.com. That's TalkingRealMoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
And, yeah, we do have some really valuable classes coming out to teach you how to be a better investor. One is coming up next week on Wednesday, Female Financial Fundamentals with Barb Devereaux. And that is a lunch event. So get your tickets now at TalkingRealMoney.com. And then coming up on December 5th, both Tom and attorney Rick Gregorick are putting together a new class called Retirement Freedom. Again, tickets are available at TalkingRealMoney.com.
That the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately, consistently predict the future. So, past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestory, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.